September 6, 1900. The state of victim. My most sweet Jesus continues to come. This morning, as soon as he came, he wanted to pour a little bit of his bitternesses into me, and then he told me, "My daughter, I want to sleep a little, and you, do my office of suffering, praying and placating justice." So he fell asleep, and I began to pray near Jesus. Later, as he woke up, we went round a little in the midst of people, and he showed me several conspiracies that they are making in order to provoke a revolution. Especially, I noticed a sudden assault they were plotting so as to better achieve their intent, and so that no one might be able to defend and guard himself against the enemy. How many gloomy scenes! However, it seems that the Lord is not yet giving them the freedom to do this. And not knowing the reason, they are consumed with rage, because in spite of their perverse will, they see themselves powerless to do it. It takes nothing else but the Lord to concede this freedom to them, for everything is ready. After this, we came back, and Jesus showed himself all wounded, and said to me, "See how many wounds they have opened in me, and the necessity of the continuous state of victim, of your sufferings, because there is not a moment in which they spare me offenses. And since the offenses are continuous, continuous must be the sufferings and the prayers so that I may be spared. And if you see that your suffering is suspended, tremble and fear, because not seeing myself relieved in my pains, may it not be that I concede to the enemies that freedom so yearned for by them." On hearing this, I began to pray that he would let me suffer, and in the meantime I saw the confessor who, with his intentions, pressed Jesus to make me suffer. Then blessed Jesus shared with me such and so many pains, that I myself do not know how I remained alive. However, the Lord did not leave me alone in my pains. On the contrary, it seemed he did not have the heart to leave me, and so I spent several days together with Jesus, and he communicated many graces to me, and made me comprehend many things. However, partly because of the suffering state, partly because I am unable to express myself, I move on and keep silent.